gonna fuck you like an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's. I want to slit your throat. I want to slit your throat.
I want to feel you.
Shove your
inside.
Dick all the way far up in you and use you like a puppet.
Right.
Yeah. That's exactly. That is a level of
I
angry.
I
want to
treat you like a big fatty.
Oh, big fatty.
Big fatty in a sling.
Oh. Do you think it squeaks?
Probably. Or no, you hear chains rustling.
That sounds like he's checking the bee to see if he's pregnant. Sounds like he's getting a sonogram.
Oh, the heart?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That was a food baby.
Ew.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, I want to treat you like a big fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2150 of the BFO for Monday, the 25th of April, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, today is Canoodle's last day, and we're going to tell you about the weekend.
Yes, Big Hearted.
Hello, Thirders. Big Hearted. Hi, everyone.
Big Fatty, you are hitting the micro hoist.
I am, Canoodle. And y'all, you are thirders today. Cause the year's a third over. A third over, y'all. 8 months from today. Will be Crema. Y'all, it's already been 4 months since Crema. Can you believe it? I just cannot believe it.
Big Fatty, where does the time go?
Today, the 25th of April, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, now are you sure about that?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but if my memory serves me correctly, I'm sure.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sure that it was probably an error. You're not prepared. You're just not prepared, Big Fatty.
Y'all, anyway, today, the 25th of April, y'all, it is a very special day because, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of twins. I believe I'm correct on this, that Mark in calendar and his brother Matt.
Big Fatty, he wasn't in calendar, was he?
No. By the way, Canoodle, all of a sudden you've turned into Amos and Andy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty.
I believe that is correct, and y'all, this is the actual celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, last week on Tuesday the 19th, I saw many of you wishing that Mark and Calendar a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, that is his That is his observed celebration of exiting the birth canal. But today is the actual day.
Well, Big Fatty, I'm delighted that Mark and Matt are having a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And I hope they have a lovely day. And I hope that they each get a big old piece of cake.
See y'all, I gotta tell you about the weekend. Last time I talked to you, it was Thursday. It was Thursday evening, and I can't think of anything exciting that happened that evening. Yeah, you have to excuse me. I've just awakened. I was going to lay down for a little nip-a-nap, but I decided that, I always have trouble sleeping Sunday night, so I decided I was going to just get up and record the little show. And y'all, so I'm a little in between needing a nip-a-nap and not. But anyway, y'all got up on Friday. And y'all went into the coal mine, and y'all, I was able to get the last project of last week taken care of, and it got all shipped off, and so we're hunky dory on that.
Yes, Big Fatty, hunky dory,
and Larry Cly was not in the coal mine on a full right day, and so y'all, it was very quiet in there, and and y'all, old Veda was there, and y'all, he suggested to me, I couldn't think of anything for my lunch, y'all, he suggested, well, why don't you go to see the Colonel, go see the Colonel and get the, $5 fill up or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was, and I said, well, what is that? And y'all, evidently the KFC has, this deal going on where you get a cookery and a drink, and then you get a choice of either like two pieces of chicken and some mashed potatoes and a biscuit, or chicken strips. Y'all, I got the one that it was the famous bowl, and y'all, it was a bowl full of the KFC mashed potatoes. I think that Big Ricky has talked about the KFC mashed potatoes before.
Big Fatty, he only liked to go to the Popeyes.
Well, he does love a $2 holla at the Popeyes. But and y'all, in the bowl was the good KFC gravy, and it had chicken tenders that were cut up into small pieces, and some coon and a little cheese on top. Yeah, it was all right. I probably won't ever get it again. But it was all right, and it was just $5. So that was my nutritious lunch on Friday.
Big Fatty, as that passed through, you know, it had cone in it. That's Mother Nature's GPS.
Well, it's true. I'm not prepared to give a colon report today. So anyway, but y'all, then for right day. I went out after work and did a little nipple walk through Fat Acres, and y'all, they had set up the tents and the porta potties and things to get ready for the big block party on Saturday. And so it was kind of interesting to see things going on. And then I came home and the big run, and y'all, the big run was good. It was good. I'm gonna tell you something. They had some interesting task that they had those folks doing. And y'all, then I was in the bed and Friday night just slept like a baby. Big Fatty, does that mean you pooped the bed? No, I just slept like a baby. And so then got up Saturday morning and had my coffee and everything. And y'all, then I decided I needed to go to the Sam's Club. Because y'all, I was running low on the good coffee, and they have it at the Sam's Club. So I got that, and I picked up, what else did I pick up? Some Swiffer things to clean the bathroom floors with. And I got... what else did I get? There was something else I got. Oh, they had something is a chicken piccata. It was the frozen chicken piccata. And y'all, I fixed one of the packages of it for my lunch on Sunday. Y'all, it's good. It's pretty good. Now, it's probably full of the high fructose cone syrup. But anyway, Saturday... What did I eat on Saturday? Y'all, I fixed me just a little something, to snick a snack on here, because y'all, Saturday evening, we were taking Durwood out for his celebration of exiting, the birth canal. Y'all, we were meeting at the Connections, 5:45 p.m. in the afternoon. But y'all, I did not get a chance to go to the Von's East. On hump days. So y'all, I just ran by there because y'all, they had the good apple snack on sale.
Yes, everybody, we hear it.
I'm not going to play the music or anything, but y'all, I picked up the apple snack that I needed. And y'all, I needed a little Worcestershire sauce. So I got that. And y'all, then I have a niece that's got a celebration of exiting the birth canal, so I need to get her a kid. It is the eighth, because the first is the first Sunday. Y'all, the 8th of May is Mother's Day, so I had to pick up the Hatterina Mother's Day card. Y'all, they're all expensive. They're all just as expensive as they can be. $6.99 for a Mother's Day card.
Big Freddy, she's worth every penny of it. It's true.
Got that, and... what did I do then? Oh, I had a little extra time, so I did that. And then I was over at the Connections, and Granny pulled up. And, y'all, we all got there, and we headed downtown. And, y'all, we had a lovely meal at a place called Five Church. It's the number 5, C-H-U-R-C-H. And, y'all, they had delicious steaks and... I had a petite filet, and Yukon Gold, potatoes and a bib lettuce wedge, solid. And then I had a little, Gorgonzola, cheese. Each steak came with a choice of sauces, and so I got that. I think everybody got a steak of some sort, but y'all, it was just delicious. And y'all, the place, I swear, every waiter in the restaurant was hot, and y'all, they were all big old homosexuals. You could tell because it was almost like there were 4 of us at the table, and y'all, it was almost like they were all coming out to take a look at the old people.
Oh yes, Big Brother, because Granny was at the table, that's why. And of course Durwood is old too, but anyway.
So, but y'all, it was a lovely evening. And y'all, then we went to the Connections. To the Connections. Y'all, after, we did walk around downtown a little bit. And y'all, Granny was having a toilet emergency. And y'all had to run and find a public toilet. And y'all, he went in and I hollered in, "Are you okay, Granny?" And he went, and y'all, there were other people in there. So I can only imagine. I can only imagine what they thought of this crazy old person in there. And y'all, then we got to the Connections, had a couple of cocktails. And y'all, Granny, you know, Granny can't enjoy his cocktails if he's eaten. So y'all, he left before Big Fatty did. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And so y'all, Big Fatty came home and once again slept like a baby.
Big Fatty, did you poop the bed last night?
No, I did not. Anyway, and then got up Sunday morning and had my coffee and read the newspaper. And y'all, I've washed the sheets. Y'all, I got a word from my sister-in-law that she's coming to town on Tuesday. And gonna stay with me Tuesday night. So y'all, I've got to record the Wednesday show early, I guess. I don't know when I'm gonna do it or what I'm gonna.
Oh, Big Freddy, I'm more than happy to come back in a sec.
Well, no, I think Poodle will be I know Poodle will be back. Poodle's gonna be back tomorrow. So Canoodle, this is really your last show, and I just want to publicly thank you for helping out this week, you and Squeaky Piggy, and I might just say that the comments of Big Fatty has gotten on the Twitty, they've been a lot of comments about your participation on the show this week, and I hope you've enjoyed.
Big Freddy, it has truly been an honor for me and Squeaky Piggy. In fact, I am going to head on back to my home, and my second cousin, who's a week older than I am, and who is also straight, she's going to come in, and we're going to have later today, we're going to have a girls' night out, and just catch up, and I'm going to debrief her as to what's been going on while she's been gone, and who knows, maybe we'll wear something frilly when we go out, and, you know, maybe have some wine coolers, and, you know, maybe even go see a chick flick or something. But anyway, Big Freddy, the pleasure has been all mine, and I didn't see you at the Connections. I came out a little bit later. I was kind of waiting for you to kind of clear out, because I didn't want to invade your horror out there at the Connections. But anyway, like I say, the pleasure has been all mine, and I know you're anxious to get my cousin back tomorrow. Well, it's true, and y'all, that was the weekend. Now, y'all, in addition to Mark and Matt's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's Anzac Day. So we want to, we want to send out, I don't know what you send out. Congratulations to Arthur. To Arthur down there in the future. Now, Big Freddy, he's in the future. Because by the time he hears this, it'll be over.
Well, you know how those future things go. But anyway, y'all, big thanks to Canoodle again. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. You know, they're celebrating their 10-year anniversarium. this week. I think they're doing a live show or something. And Big Ricky, you know, he's been through co-hosts like shit through a goose. And Big Ricky, how do you plan on celebrating?
I want to treat you like a big fatty.
Oh, Big Ricky, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting thing. Now, Big Ricky, am I supposed to talk during this last little bit? Or are we supposed to be quiet? No, you're supposed to be quiet during all this. Okay, well, I always get a little confused. By the way, Big Freddy, you forgot to tell them that you washed your underpants on Sunday, and so that I could say that you don't wear underpants. Well, you know. Anyway, we'll try to get that in next week. Oh, yes, Big Freddy.
Yes.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.